Friday, May 30th, Feast of St. Joan of Arc. The lesson from Wisdom chapter 8, verses 9 through 15. I purposed, therefore, to take her to me to live with me, knowing that she will communicate to me of her good things and will be a comfort in my cares and grief. For her sake I shall have glory among the multitude, and honor with the ancients, though I be young. And I shall be found of a quick conceit and judgment, and shall be admired in the sight of the mighty, and the faces of princes shall wonder at me. They shall wait for me when I hold my peace, and they shall look upon me when I speak. And if I talk much, they shall lay their hands on their mouth. Moreover, by the means of her I shall have immortality, and shall leave behind me an everlasting memory to them that come after me. I shall set the people in order, and nations shall be subject to me. Terrible kings hearing shall be afraid of me. Among the multitude I shall be found good and valiant in war. Haydock Commentary. I shall have immortality and shall leave behind me an everlasting memory to them that come after me. He speaks to the great who are more sensible of glory. Solomon's fame would have continued untarnished if he had not fallen, and we may hope that he repented and verified this prediction. It is not certain that he obtained immortal glory. Terrible kings hearing shall be afraid of me, for wisdom is the best protection. I shall be found good and valiant in war. Goodness and valiance are the two most essential qualifications of kings. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 27. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For he that will save his life shall lose it, and he that shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what doth it profit a man if he gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his own soul? Or what exchange shall a man give for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then will he render to every man according to his works." Haydock Commentary. If any man will come after me, St. John Chrysostom, Euthymius, and Theophylactus show that free will is confirmed by these words. Do not expect, O Peter, that since you have confessed me to be the Son of God, you are immediately to be crowned, as if this were sufficient for salvation, and that the rest of your days may be spent in idleness and pleasure. For although by my power as Son of God I could free you from every danger and trouble, yet this I will not do for your sake, that you may yourself contribute to your glory and become the more illustrious. In the style of the Scriptures, the word soul is sometimes put for the life of the body, sometimes for the whole man. Whosoever acts against duty and conscience to save the life of his body shall lose eternal life, and whoever makes the sacrifice of his life or the comforts and conveniences of life for conscience' sake shall be rewarded with life eternal. Jesus Christ, wishing to show his disciples the greatness of his glory at his future coming, reveals to them in this life as much as it was possible for them to comprehend, purposely to strengthen them against the scandal of his ignominious death. So says St. John Chrysostom.